Again, everybody, it's Scott Casper. Another exciting interview. This one was some significant importance for sure. And it's brought to you in part by the Greater Des Moines Convention and Visitors Bureau, the home of the 2013 NCAA Championships of College Wrestling. We'll see you at Wells Fargo the 21st through the 23rd of March. That's in Des Moines. Well, the big news came out yesterday. Grand Canyon University, it came out of Phoenix, by the way, that Grand Canyon would be and has accepted an invitation to join the Western Athletic Conference to begin the process of reclassification from NCAA Division II to NCAA Division I status, current with the 2013-2014 academic year. I thought this an interesting enough story that I want the Director of Athletics, Keith Baker, to join me now, as he does from his office. Good morning, Keith. How are you?
Doing very well. Thanks very much, Scott. Appreciate you having us on.
I am all choked up, Keith, and you and I have talked about this prior, but it's not often we get to admit programs and schools, institutions to the Division I level. Seems like we've been kind of stagnant there, but this is a really exciting time. A lot of growth on the horizon for your institution.
Very much so. You know, we've had a resurgence of our institution over the course of the last 8 years, and more specifically during the course of the last 4 years, when the emphasis and the structure has been put in place to allow our athletic programs to grow and to be more of an attraction to the outside community with respect to who we are as a university. And I think athletics always it's one of the things that we have to do is put ourselves out there. And we have a president who's very, very much behind the idea not only of intercollegiate athletics, but all the performance-related things at the in the college athletic environment, from music and theater and all the performing arts. And that's one of the things that's nice about being at Grand Canyon right now, is we do have great executive leadership support, and it's starting to show in terms of what we've done at the Division II level. And we are trying like heck to make sure that will carry over when we start to make the reclassification process a reality next year.
Brian Mueller, of course, the university president you're speaking of, stated that we've made a commitment to excellence in athletics just as we have academically, and the commitments have been recognized by the invitation to join the Western Athletic Conference. Well, I think it's more than that, don't you? Isn't it about the performance of your student-athletes? They've been able to accept the challenge to be involved in athletics, which is a healthy pursuit. But then on top of that, it helps them commit to a higher ideal, maybe a greater ideal of better grades, more commitment to student life, not just being a taker, but being a giver, being that four-year giver. And that's a real important statement, at least from where I stand.
Very, very much so. It's in some respects, you do get into the which came first, the chicken or the egg conversation of it really depends upon which constituency you're speaking to. You're absolutely correct in terms of the athletic performance is what draws attention and provides the opportunity for people who may not know about your institution to gain a realization of who you are and where you are and what you're doing. One of the things that I have always asked our coaches and our student athletes to do is that, you know, we have great academic programs. We have great community service opportunities for our students. Our institution is deepening and growing on an almost daily basis. And one of the things that we do in athletics is that if we can grab a piece of the limelight here or there because of the performance and really the behavior of our student athletes as well, then others will recognize and see what we're doing on the academic side of things. It is very much a hand-in-hand relationship, and the two go very much together. The whole idea of making the transition and reclassifying, it's interesting. I think in athletic circles, amongst coaches and athletics administrators and even conference commissioners and administrators, we were starting to gain some acceptance over the course of the last couple of years, because we do stress an excellence in the performance of our student athletes and our coaching staffs. But on the other side of it, sometimes presidents, if they don't know who you are, and they're the ones who make decisions on invitations to conferences and that sort of thing, you kind of then have to back up and show the academic side to them to let them know that, hey, yes, we are focused on producing excellence in all fields. that we have. We're not just trying to be an athletics factory of some sort. We are a true liberal arts institution that devotes ourselves to educating students first and foremost.
Amen to that. Now, Grand Canyon University, folks, is what we're talking about. We're talking this morning with Keith Baker. He's the director of athletics. And in large part, when the president, Brian Mueller, says, hey, we're going to be doing this, it's not just a decision he's made. This is a study. There's a lot of work that goes into accepting an invitation like this. And further, not all questions have been answered at this point. Am I correct? I mean, your wrestling program is now in its sixth year. R.C. LaHaye is your coach and has done an incredible job, but you still have yet to decide whether or not you're going to be putting the wrestling program in either the Western Wrestling Conference or the Pac-12, or in the last 12 to 24 hours, has that decision been made?
No, it has not yet. You know, it's one of those things to where we have had this on our radar, this potential reclassification for many, many months. And I will take a quick note to say that I appreciate very much our member conferences at the Division II level being patient with us in that process. It's always hard being working hand in hand and side by side with people when you said, hey, we're looking to move. But we have had great partnerships with the member institutions in the Pacific West Conference and even those in the RMAC with the Division II wrestling. That have allowed us to get to this point. So I do need to owe them a great deal of thanks for being patient for the kid that's looking to get out, but also trying to be a part of the overall system. So while we've had those conversations about where might we land, in reality, the idea of getting a membership invite to a conference was something that was always seemed to be out in front of us somewhere. And then circumstances being what they are, the Western Athletic Conference made some decisions over the course of the last week. And with Thanksgiving holidays last week, making it a very short week for us, things came together over the weekend. And so, yes, we're going to be hard at work trying to ensure that we are establishing our 22 intercollegiate programs at Grand Canyon in the best possible scenarios for each of them.
Mm. And of course, you already face some of the folks within Division I. You face Cal Bakersfield, Arizona State. I'm not sure the classification of Embry-Riddle, but the purpose and many of the tournaments, you're seeing a lot of these guys as well. So it's not like it's foreign land. It's we're still dealing with a student athlete, and if you put two student athletes together, chances are you can't tell what division they're in. It's all about the bigger picture, and I think that's where great athletic directors really put their nose to the grindstone and get to work. Presidents of universities, it's not just saying yes. You've got to dedicate resources, plan for the expenditures that go into reclassification, and then the competition that perhaps lies out of your current travel field. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into this. It's not a real easy decision, but as institutions desire to grow, I got to believe these are the types of things, these are the growing pains that one must experience.
Well, very much. You know, we, with regard to the Division I competition, we have been very fortunate in our area to have a good relationship with Arizona State University and their wrestling program, and have wrestled them annually over the last two or three years. In fact, they have come and wrestled in our facilities over the course of two of the last 3 years. And so it has been a particular benefit to our program to have Division I programs in our facilities for our students and the local fan base to come and see. This year we added Cal State Bakersfield to that schedule. We also do compete in the open events up at, I think Laramie has the Cowboy Open, the Roadrunner Open that was in Fresno. Saw the opportunity to compete with some Division I student athletes. I think we have Utah Valley, their open tournament a little bit later on where our kids will get a chance to compete with institutions at the Division I level. So you're right in many respects. When you get out there on the mat, it's one-on-one, and anything can happen on certain days. Mm. And we've had our strengths in certain weight classes and done fairly well. Obviously, for us now, a little bit of the change in focus will occur with there are athletes that we are able to bring in at the Division II level over the course of the last few years that will – in some respects, some of them may not be any longer available to us at the Division I level because of the different rules and regulations. But we understand that starting to build that up again. We'll have a four-year transition period, of which we would not be eligible for postseason competition anyway. So we'll start that process of trying to rebuild and to go through and be as competitive as we can be.
You're a product of the institution you serve. And I go back to March 11th of 1982, a special day for you in your history. Do you remember that day?
I think I was still playing baseball here at that time. Is that that was probably the day I pitched against Nebraska Wesleyan, yeah.
It is. It's a no-hitter day. I just wanted to bring that up there. But more than anything, I know I'm connected to you through radio and play-by-play. You were originally one of the great play-by-play announcers for the Antelopes basketball broadcast. And we're just now entering that season where basketball, for me, starts Saturday night at the pro level. As the PA voice of the Iowa Energy. And I tell you what, this is that time of year when I'm sure you get a little bit antsy, want to do some of these broadcasts yourself. What are your thoughts? Going back and doing some more radio or television?
Oh, you know what? There's those days when I certainly long for the opportunity to get out of the administrator's chair and go back and do that stuff. But I have since passed a lot of that along to other folks, and glad to do that. But you're absolutely right. When I retire, I might go back to that. That's fun stuff.
It's really fun. We get great seats. Learfield, how has Learfield taken this news, and how does this change in classification change your relationship, if it does at all, with Learfield Sports?
Well, winning the Director's Cup last year for us was really an amazing accomplishment. It's something that, when you think about it, over the course of a four-year period, we went from, in Division II, we were 173rd and then moved to 76th, and then the following year we were 8th, and then last year we won the Director's Cup. This year, obviously, we would have a desire to compete to the utmost of our abilities and see how well that we can do again. There's a lot of very, very good schools in Division II that are very broad-based and have quality athletic programs and quality student athletes. So one of the things that, because it has come so quickly, the opportunity to not be in the hunt for that may not be as difficult as it might have been for example, we have a school coming into our Division II conference in the Pac West, Azusa Pacific University, who had won 8 or 9 consecutive NAIA Director's Cups, and now they're moving into D2, and they're going to have to, you know, they're giving up their right to win for a couple of years because of the playoff transitions and such. So it may not be as hard for us because our rise came so quickly, and we're not accustomed to as much being in the top echelon of those things. But, you know, it's one of those things to where, yeah, you look at the Division I level and what Stanford's won 18 in a row or something. So
sure.
The hope of being that broad-based competitive at the D1 level is certainly a challenge, but that's something we'll leave for the future and let the student-athletes and the coaches that we have do the battles on the playing courts and fields and mats and other surfaces and see what happens from there.
Keith Baker, our guest, Director of Athletics, Grand Canyon. Keith, how many student-athletes, how many different programs do you offer and do you serve?
Let me just start this way. We have a student body population of our on-campus ground-based students, 6,500. We have about 400, give or take, student-athletes in total in 22 different programs.
Wow.
11 for men, 11 for women. The majority of our sports compete during the winter and spring segments of the academic year. That's when 17 of our 22 programs are actually competing. So the fall is really our gradual move-in time, and really peaks up in the winter a little bit, and then come that crossover time in February and March, it really, really gets busy around here.
Well, it's quite a statement what's going on. And any changes other than making that determination as to where you will be wrestling, whether that is the PAC or the Western Wrestling Conference? And when do you anticipate making that decision?
We would like to make that determination as soon as possible, just so that obviously from the standpoint of regular season competition, it's nice to know where you're going to be able to compete. And also, in the recruiting sense, because you don't have that postseason carrot out there. It's always nice to be able to let prospective student athletes know with whom they will be competing on a regular basis as part of the recruiting process. So we will begin work on that. We've got a lot of things to begin work on right now, but not the least of which is make sure we're getting the reclassification documentation filed appropriately and make sure that we're ready for the deadlines this summer in getting that ball rolling. But lining up the conference affiliation and the scheduling opportunities is going to be of prime importance for our wrestling program over the course of the next few weeks.
Keith, I know how busy you are, and your time this morning is very much appreciated. Is there anything that we skipped that perhaps you may like to get out there, or anybody you'd like to thank in the process?
Well, you know, obviously the first and foremost person that we thank on our campus who has given us the vision and the direction and the leadership is President Mueller. I mean, he has really changed the face of our institution over the course of the last 4 years. And so much appreciation to him. Brent Richardson is the chairman of our board and our former CEO. Brent is the person that in the longer and deeper story of us at Grand Canyon, we were in difficult financial straits several years ago, and Brent was the leader that came in and perpetuated the existence of the school basically for a period of 4 or 5 years and put us on a platform to which our current president came into and launched our growth and development over the course of the last 4 years. So those two very specifically, I think, are of prime importance to me individually in what we have done athletically here. Without them, we wouldn't be where we are today. As a faith-based institution, I think we always are thankful for the opportunities that we have. We give a great deal of credit to our Creator for looking out for us. God is good, and in good times and in bad times. And so when times are good, it's nice to be able to say thanks, because people don't always pay attention to you too much when times are bad. So
that's the truth. That's the truth. Well, it is an appropriate time of year, as opposed to I think many of us are saying thanks a little more often during the holidays, but
Very much you're right.
It is something we do. And the classification, by the way, it wasn't that long ago. Grand Canyon was a college, now a university, and it is President Mueller and staff and all those that have contributed on the board that have made these changes possible. And from the ashes, much like the Phoenix, Grand Canyon has risen. And what a beautiful display it's exhibiting right now. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
All right, from the
much.
Great Southwest, Keith Baker, Director of Athletics, Grand Canyon University. Keith, thank you so much for the time today. I do appreciate it. And your leadership out there is not going unnoticed. We appreciate your time today.
Thanks very much, Scott.